Good morning, everybody. I think everybody must have got the memo I was speaking this morning. Is everybody okay? Good, good. Well, we've been on holiday this week with our family. We usually have a family holiday once a year. Don't really call it a holiday, we call it just getting away, don't we? But it's been great, we've had a lovely week. We've been together, yeah. And we've had a great opportunity to just enjoy God's amazing creation. We're in a house that was overlooking beautiful rolling hills. We did have the odd occasional blue sky that we could look at, as well as the grey ones, which were just as interesting. But just nature just never ceases to amaze me, and I was just wowed by the nature. We were able to get up close and personal to sheep and the lambs, and it was just lovely. And as I've mentioned before, when we go on holiday and when we're at home as well, we have our own BBC wildlife reporter in Mark, who gives us lots of nuggets of information and trivia. And and he was at it this week, which is good. So we always learn something. And I was thinking about some of the messages I've spoken on over the year. I don't speak very often. I don't like being at the front, I've got to say. I'm not very comfortable at the front. But sometimes I think when God lays things on my heart, I just feel I have to share it. So I just said to Mark this week, you know, I had something to share. So I was looking at some of the messages that I've spoken about before. A few years ago, I was looking, it was a nature theme again, I was looking at Isaiah 40, verse 31, looking at the eagle. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint. And we looked at what the eagle could teach us about our Christian walk and faith. And I don't even remember during lockdown when we were doing our online services, Mark and I went out into a field of sheep and we were looking at Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, and looking at the similarities between us and Jesus, the shepherd and the sheep, in the way he loves and cares for us. So today I'm going to look at, the title of my message today is Change from the Inside Out. So that's slide one, Jed. So today I'm going to look at the caterpillar and what that can teach us and what we can learn about our Christian walk and faith. So some caterpillar facts. Sorry, I just need to blow my nose. And Mark will probably add a few more to this later on, I'm sure. So it's an insect, slide two, Jed. It might, he's probably ahead of me. So a caterpillar, an insect that has six pair of eyes, but not got great eyesight. Spends its days crawling, and as we know from the famous story of the very hungry caterpillar, those that have got younger children, from the moment it begins its life, it eats its way through leaf after leaf after leaf all day long. So one of the facts I read says it can consume up to 27,000 times its body weight in just a few weeks. The caterpillar, and the men might be interested in this, has as many as 4,000 muscles in its body by comparison to humans who have 650 in a much larger body. So that's one muscle-bound insect, isn't it? It's not one of the prettiest insects, is it? I can remember as a child, every time I saw a caterpillar, I used to run a mile. I think the boys used to enjoy playing with the caterpillars, but I didn't. So after a few weeks, when it can't eat anymore, it attaches itself to the underside of a twig and hangs upside down, starts to shed its skin, and then it forms a hard shell called the chrysalis. So some of you might, this might transport you back to your science lessons at school. This is where I remember this, the life cycle of a caterpillar butterfly. Then slide three, then something incredible happens, a transformation. And to use the biological term, metamorphosis, which involves a series of changes that enables the caterpillar to adapt and change from one form to another. And I also read that while this change is going on, it can be quite a painful experience for the caterpillar. And then slide four, after about 10 days, it emerges and transforms as a beautiful and stunning butterfly, which is just incredible that something so ugly can transform into something so beautiful, a beautiful part of creation. We all love seeing the butterflies, don't we? I was recently on some training with work and was introduced to a guy called Carl Loco, an ex-London gang member who described his life transformation as that of a caterpillar. And I'm just going to show you a quick YouTube clip of Carl and a poem that he wrote. You might not be able to get the gist of all the words, his, with his twang and the rap, but I'll go through a few of the words in a minute. So we can just play that, please, Jed. It's really powerful, isn't it? People were asked on the course to comment at the end of that. And some of the things they said were, love the caterpillars, look for the good in everyone, be non-judgmental, see the potential, love and encourage those that need it most. So there's some questions I've got here. Can we be the cocoon for the lost, the hurting, the lonely, the sad, those in addiction? The overarching theme that came through and brought Carl Loco through was love. Sorry, I've missed a slide out. I'm confusing you now. Slide 6. Just some of the words from the poem. I've just picked out some of them. So my cocoon was love, but who will love the caterpillar, drug dealer? Who will love the caterpillar, gang member? Who will love the caterpillar? No, they only love the butterfly. They take pictures of the butterfly. They speak scriptures of the butterfly. But they label a nuisance we that couldn't fly. So strange is change, so great is love. Love is my cocoon. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8 says, love never fails. And we know that, don't we? And that's the theme that when I heard that, that came through, that he was shown love by his mum. His mum was a Christian. She prayed for him. He was in a notorious gang in London. He's got a great testimony. Many of you know that Mark and I are foster parents, currently supporting 9 families, and we have 16 foster children that we see, and we bring a lot of them to church. They all love coming here. And they ask, those that we have in the week, sort of say, can we go to church today? We say, no, we've not got a meeting today, we're not going to church, and they get really disappointed. Those that come on Sunday love coming. And it reminded me of the time when I came as a child, because I've been coming here since, well, I was a little girl. I used to come on the Sunday school bus that used to go around the estate where I lived and picked me up every week, and I couldn't wait to come here each week. I absolutely loved it. And I think I felt loved, I felt accepted, I felt the warmth of people, I felt people were interested in me just as a little girl from a little council estate in Horton Green. And they looked out for me, and I just loved coming. And that's what I sense in our foster children, our grandchildren, and all the other children that come here. But each one of our foster children have a story. They all come with a story. We've all got a story, haven't we? But, you know, some of them have seen trauma, neglect, abuse. The 2 little girls I've got here today have got a horrendous story. And part of our role is to try and change that story for the future, try and change it, you know, the outcome for the future, break cycles of abuse and neglect, and that's part of our role. But I recognise that everybody who comes through our doors has got a story, haven't they? Everybody's got a life story, and we have to support them through that. Can we be the cocoon for them as they're going through the trials and the things they go through? As I was growing up in the senior youth here, and I've still got many friends here in our church today who I grew up with, Mick and Sil, Sue and Jed, Andy and Sue, Linda, Karen at the back, Bev, lots of people here. Brenda and Beryl were like my spiritual mums as I was growing up, looking out for me, caring for me, encouraging me, which was great. But there's one story that I remember particularly as I was in the youth that I just want to share. They were planning a youth camp, and Ian, who was a youth leader at the time, was telling everybody how much it was, and I just looked and I thought, my mum and dad won't be able to afford that. I'm not going to be able to go. And I was really disappointed because I wanted to be with all my friends. And then one day, Ian came up to me and he said, somebody's paid for you to go on the camps. You're able to come. And I was just blown away. And it still makes me quite emotional now, because it was Mike. It was Mike that did that for me. And it absolutely blew my mind. You know, as a young girl, still at school, that somebody would care enough about me to pay for me to go on holiday. And I think my mum and dad were really blown away by it as well. And he didn't only just pay for me, he paid for my friend Sue as well. And it was at that camp that I had a caterpillar butterfly experience, because I was filled with the Holy Spirit at that camp and had a transformation. My metamorphosis happened, and I accepted God as my Lord and Saviour. And that changed the course of my life, and that's because of you, Mike. And I'm just wondering how many more of us here can change the course of people's life. What can we do to support people, to bless people? Because what he did for me then made me, as I got older, and was able to bless others financially, with time, with help and support, and encourage. And that's because Mike did that for me. And lots of other people have done that as well during my life. So, yeah, I've mentioned many people walk through the door. They all have a story. Many of us can identify with that caterpillar, feeling ugly, crawling around without a purpose, when what we really need is that metamorphosis, that transformation experience to release the potential that's within us and to become the awesome, beautiful butterfly flying around as God intended us to be. Slide 8, please, Jed. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things passed away, the new is here. Love this Bible verse. We're a new creation. The old has passed, the new is here. It brings hope that whatever we were in our old life, when we accept Christ as our Lord and Saviour, or born again as the Bible calls it, we're transformed, just like the caterpillar. Unrecognisable. The caterpillar looks nothing like a butterfly anymore. The old is gone, the new is here. So put change from the inside out. Just like the caterpillar, we can be changed from the inside out. Do you need that transformation in your life? That metamorphosis that changes you inside out, gives you a new perspective. Flying instead of crawling. Feeding your mind and soul on different things than you would if you were a caterpillar. It changes your outlook on life. Change that starts on the inside then starts to show on the outside. The caterpillar doesn't behave like a caterpillar after his transformation. Does our behaviour, our attitudes, thoughts change after our metamorphosis, transformation? I know Jim, our previous pastor, always used to say, if what we believe doesn't change the way we behave, then we don't believe it. So that change that happens inside then starts to show on the outside in our thoughts, feelings, behaviour. For those of us that have experienced that wonderful life-changing experience, are we showing that love to the other caterpillars around us? Our families, neighbours, friends, work colleagues, people who drop into our church in the week? Are we looking for people we can bless, be amazing role models to? Are we all part of the cocoon, the chrysalis they need whilst they're going through their trials and tribulations? I'm going to end with a snippet of the poem by Carl Loco. The butterfly is an epistle that the old me can die, so that the true me may live. Now the wingless has wings, but it took a while. Metamorphosis, it took a trial. It took a hug, it took a kiss, it took a smile. But let the truth be told, this caterpillar was a butterfly all the while, in need of a cocoon. Thank you.